And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
When do I need to provide a legal defense to a supervisor that has been named individually in a lawsuit? Hi, this is Ben Ford from Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group. If you've been listening to this program, you know that we've been talking about individual supervisory liability and how that trend is sweeping the country. We get a lot of questions from our clients about when or if they need to provide a legal defense to the supervisors that have been named individually in the lawsuits. The question of whether or not to provide a legal defense depends on what the supervisor is being accused of. If the supervisor is being accused of something that was part of their normal everyday jobs, then the supervisor can argue that they were acting as an agent for the employer, in which case the employer would probably have to tender a legal defense to the supervisor. But there are some cases where the supervisor is being accused of acting so blatant and egregiously that the employer can argue that the supervisor was acting outside the scope of their employment or their supervisory authority, in which case the employer would not need to provide a legal defense. Got a question about individual supervisory liability? Call Verrill's Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.